Welcome to the Friday, March the 10th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our 26th episode of the 2022-2023 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, Superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. We hope this weekly update keeps you informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrated. First, I'd like to congratulate this week's trivia winner, Delisa Williams of Chapelwood Elementary. Congratulations, Ms. Williams. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and your team at Chapelwood Elementary School. Well, let's go ahead and jump right in. It's been another fantastic week in the MSD of Wayne Township. I'd like to again congratulate the Ben Davis boys basketball team, still undefeated and now sectional champions. Look for them tomorrow night at Southport in the regional championship against Cathedral. Also this week, we had a board meeting on Monday, March the 6th, where the board approved Ben Davis High School's new head football coach, Russ Mann. We look forward to our upcoming football season under the leadership of our new coach, Coach Mann. And on Tuesday, we welcomed community leaders into a meeting where we talked a lot about teacher recruitment and retention. We had the opportunity to listen to our community leaders tell us about their favorite teacher and what made them their favorite teacher, and then to utilize them to also brainstorm about bringing new teachers and retaining our current teachers here in the MSD of Wayne Township. On Wednesday evening, at the fire headquarters, we heard the Indiana Department of Transportation talk about some changes coming to Rockville Road that may impact those of us who travel down that road to and from school. We will be looking at moving from four lanes to six lanes and some dedicated turn lanes. So keep an eye on that for upcoming information on the changes happening between High School Road and Raceway Road down the stretch of Rockville. Also, kindergarten registration was last night, our first evening of kindergarten registration. It is happening this week. We know that students and parents will be coming into our offices and looking forward to bringing those kindergartners in for the 23-24 school year. If you know somebody who is of age and eligible to register, make sure to let them know that our elementary schools are registering for kindergarten for next school year already. And last night, one of my favorite celebrations, we hosted our annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Expressions of Freedom Awards recognition. That was at Chapel Hill 7th and 8th Grade Center. We'd like to thank them again for hosting us. This has been an impactful tradition in the MSD of Wayne Township since 1983. This year's theme was Leaving a Legacy for Future Generations, and I was so impressed as I walked around the hallways of Chapel Hill and got to talk to the students about their work and about their projects and to recognize them for being selected as an award winner for the Martin Luther King Jr. Expression of Freedom Contest. Also this week, one of my favorite faculty awards, the Senior Choice Awards were held for the 35th year. This award ceremony is presented by the Wayne Township Education Foundation, and I am very excited this week to have as our guest on Briefings with Butts our Executive Director for the Wayne Township Education Foundation, Lisa Bays. Lisa, it has been a busy week for the foundation.
It sure has, and gosh, you too. So much celebration going on. Very exciting for us and very neat that Wayne Township embraces these kind of programs to honor staff in our community.
It really is. And we know March Madness isn't just about basketball in Indiana. March Madness starts for us this time, this period of time where we get to recognize students and staff. And the foundation has been so instrumental in helping to make that happen for 31 years here in the MSC of Wayne Township. Talk to us a little bit about Senior Choice Awards. What is that all about?
Yes, we call that one of our legacy programs. It's kind of where we started, and when we were created as an entity, the superintendent at the time said, you know, we need help funding this experience and opportunity. So it's where the foundation sort of started its funding. It's a fantastic opportunity where teachers at all grade levels are selected by seniors. So seniors at Ben Davis University, Wayne Preparatory Academy vote. And they vote on one elementary and one secondary or middle school and one high school teacher that has had the greatest impact on their lives. And this year we recognized 93 teachers selected by the senior class. And it's a cool program. We held a reception. Family members were able to join their honoree, which is somewhat of a new angle for us. In the past, we've done a banquet and they could only invite one person. So we had student speakers from Ben Davis High School, Ben Davis University. The premieres performed. So it's a pretty fun, fast-paced evening.
And you've worked with the premieres for a number of years to have them perform at this celebration. What's so special about the premieres really showing off their talents at this award ceremony?
It's true. It's sort of the highlight, you know. I mean, yes, the teachers are the highlight for sure, but from the teacher's perspective, it's so cool for them to be able to see these young people that they once taught, and now they're sharing their voices and their dance skills all together as the premieres, and it just adds a whole high energy experience for our friends from the classroom.
Yeah, unbelievable. And you mentioned some of our students. We had April Delgado. She gave a very moving speech telling the teachers what a difference they've made. And then Abby Rahman Amino and Mahalet Asifa, both seniors of Ben Davis High School, gave their rendition of I Teach. So absolutely amazing. We were thrilled to have them. We also had a milestone this year, though, for teachers. What can you tell us a little bit more about that milestone?
Yes. So we recognize teachers when they hit 10, 15, 20, 25, and for the first time ever, 30. But let me give a shout out to our first time tenure award winners, Angie Madden and Ben Nykirk, both were recognized this year for the 10th time as a Senior's Choice honoree. Then at the 15-year mark, Sarah Shannon was recognized. And for the first time in the history of this 35-year program, and it may be a long time before it happens again, we recognized a 30-plus year recipient, Mr. Gil Martin from Ben Davis High School. I mean, so incredible that he's been recognized probably since the very start of this program.
30 years of being recognized by the senior class. That's incredible. Absolutely incredible. I also made mention for Mr. Gil Martin that he is going to be participating in one of his former students' installations. One of his former students happens to be the superintendent at Center Grove Schools, Dr. Rich Arkinoff, and he has asked Mr. Gil Martin to be a part of that installation. So just really a testament, and I think fits in quite well with this ceremony specifically, about the impact that our teachers make on individuals. And Dr. Arkinoff reached out to Mr. Gil Martin to just because he had such an impact when he was a student at Ben Davis High School. So that was a special, definitely a special recognition for this ceremony. I mentioned during the ceremony some of the comments that the senior class had made, and those are listed in the program. I think those are really a highlight. I mentioned one that truly stood out to me, and it was a quote that said, "I owe you my life." And we know that our seniors see our teachers not only as instructors, but also as mentors and as you know, individuals that are helping to pave the way for them. Were there any that stood out to you, Lisa, any of those comments in the program?
Definitely. Most of the comments that are probably non-academic are the ones that really touch your heart the most. You genuinely have our best interests at heart. Thank you for being there and for making my transition into the American school system smooth. Because of you, I'm going to college to major in math education. I mean, what a testament and tribute to inspiring future educators. Really, really special.
It's one of those ceremonies. There's lots of recognitions out there, but this one is one that is very meaningful for our teachers because it comes directly from the students they teach. And so thank you for all that you do to make this happen each and every year. You have some help, though. You have some partners, some sponsors that help to bring this to life. Do you want to share about those?
Sure. You know, of course, none of this would be possible. We have kind of our high-level sponsors, our platinum sponsors, and we recognize them every chance we can because their support is at a level that really impacts everything we're able to do. So we thank IU Health, Canon 4, Schmidt Associates, Powers and Sons, Indianapolis Airport Authority, the IUPUI School of Health and Human Sciences, and Verigy. They really help make that evening happen, but also most everything we do throughout the year.
We mentioned that you are very busy right now as well, because those organizations not only helped sponsor the work that happened to bring to life the Senior Choice Awards, but we have an event coming up this weekend that you've been working very hard on, which is the Wayne Health Fair and the Giant Mile, a new event for us this year. So do you want to talk about those events coming up, what we can expect, maybe a little bit more information for our listeners?
Yeah. So this is our eighth year of doing some level. We even did this during COVID, but we're excited to be back in person. We kind of consider all of these events our Wayne Winter Games because there's fitness fun stations at the event, and those feel gamesy to us. But we partner with the wellness team, the Wayne Wellness Team, and this is a big family-friendly event. We had 500 attendees back in 2020. We'd love to see that level of commitment again this year. Our staff members who have participated in the Flash 5 can pick their water bottles up at the Wayne Wellness table at the event. So that's of note to our staffers. And this particular event, because of all that sponsorship support we just mentioned, is free to the public. And a couple things happen. We have fitness fun stations, Dr. Butts, and those are hosted by all of our schools. We have everything from ROTC pull-up and ammo can press. I haven't seen the ammo can press, so I'm intrigued. The BD ball dribble, child nutrition, bicycle smoothie. So you're going to get a little workout, but at the end, you'll get a little taste of a special smoothie. Simon Says, let's get up and move. I mean, we have 28 fitness fun stations, and kids are going to receive a passport when they arrive, and they'll get their passport stamped at all of these fitness fun stations marked with a purple or silver balloon. And when they're finished, that they turn that passport in at our awards table, they get to stand on the awards podium as if it's the Olympics, and they will receive a Wayne Winter Games medal. Tied to that, in addition to our fitness fun stations, we have 50 vendors, 50 health and wellness organizations from throughout the city, and they'll have activities as well. As an example, IU Health is doing vision screenings. You can learn hands-on CPR. They'll do cholesterol and blood pressure checks too. And new this year, we're really excited. The Office of Special Services is hosting the Giant Mile. And we had such tremendous engagement and success with our virtual step challenge last year. Some might remember it was like the coldest day of the year, but our community and staff really stepped up, and we walked 8 million steps that day. So we are taking this inside, and we will cover every corner of Ben Davis High School in our 1 mile Giant Mile. And participants who finish the mile are going to get a really nice insulated water bottle. Throughout the walk, there's going to be some signage, did you knows about Wayne Township, and some cool photo ops as well throughout the Giant Mile.
And Lisa, if I'm not mistaken, the Giant Mile really doesn't have a hard start and stop. It's any time that individuals come to the health fair, they can also participate in the mile. Is that correct? So it's not like a 9:30 start. It's any time they get there, they can go on the mile-long pathway that has been developed through that building.
You got it. And I didn't even mention the time of this. This program starts at Ben Davis Ninth Grade Center, door 5, 9:30 to noon. 9:30 to noon on Saturday. Free. Lots of free giveaways all day. So, or in the morning, that is. So, yes, you're correct. Giant Mile, anytime when you're there.
Yeah.
We also have some classes, too, Dr. Butts.
Yeah, I heard that there might be some classes offered. What types of classes might people expect?
We have a pure bar class, which is will be interesting for folks who've never tried that. That's a kind of going to be more of a small group experience, and that happens at 10:15. Okay. And then at 10:45, we are doing guided meditation on the north side of the gym. So that's a larger group fun. Mm-hmm. And something unique that we hope will help families even maybe take a skill home with them. And at 11:15, just to, you know, get the energy really moving, we've got Zumba by Sam Anderson.
Wow. And will that be in the MPA?
That's all in the MPA, and there's plenty of, well, we have plenty of volunteers to get folks from door 5 to the MPA.
Excellent. Excellent. So 9:30 to 12 o'clock, Ben Davis High School. However, people are supposed to enter door 5 at the ninth grade center. We have fun fitness stations. We have the health fair going on with over 50 vendors who will be there. It's free. We want to reemphasize that. It is free. And individuals can participate in the Giant Mile this year. That's excellent. Now, Lisa, we talked about some of these other sponsors. Are there additional sponsors specifically for this event?
There sure are. We've got really great support this year. We've got Apex Benefits, Epic Insurance, Steel Benefits, Ruoff, Habegger, CCHA, I think I might have covered them all.
Excellent. Well, we want to say a special shout out to all of those individuals, all those businesses for sponsoring and helping us to make sure that not only are we able to offer this event for free to our community, but to support the work of the foundation, because the foundation is operational all year long. And this is one of those ways that you raise money to support what's happening in our classroom. So what else is going on with the foundation right now?
You know, just to keep it in real time, today is the deadline. So if you've got seniors in Wayne Township schools, today is the deadline for our scholarships. And for those who don't know, we have many endowed scholarship funds. And sometimes these are teachers, staff members, community organizations who have donated at least $10,000 to create a named fund. And then that fund is available forever, if you will, to continue to award funds to help our students or to help a program. So we have a single application for 10 scholarship opportunities. Dr. Butts, you have an actual scholarship that you're involved in for education majors.
Yep, we're very excited, and we always are looking for not only our seniors who want to pursue a career in education, but also looking for our alumni to return to teach for Wayne Township. So, yes, I'm looking forward to going through those applications and seeing who has applied for that superintendent scholarship.
Yep. We've got an art and design scholarship. So, if you remember Mrs. York from Chapel Glen, it's not just for Chapel Glen, but there's a scholarship in honor of her work. We have just this year, Ben Davis alum Marcy and Gigi Cabello created a scholarship for Hispanic students. That is brand new. A new scholarship for Roby students who went to Roby in honor of Diana Klarich, retired PE teacher at Roby. It's the Roby Rocket Scholarship. We also have a scholarship in memory of one of our former students, Savannah Bettis, and the target audience on that is choir students, so it is open to everybody. So lots of different opportunities with one application. And then we also have the Giant Dream Scholarship for some of our students who may not have access to other scholarship opportunities.
That's amazing. And I think recently retired assistant superintendents John Taylor and Sherry O'Day Marcott have a scholarship too, do they not?
They do. They do. Also kind of open to everybody. And, mm-hmm. and that's the thing. This you should fill out this application because you will fall somewhere. One of these scholarships or more will be available to any student within the school district. And that scholarship also is kind of wide open to any student. But would they like them to be maybe volunteer and civically mm-hmm. engaged students?
That's excellent. Well, Lisa, I know our time's running short. I do want to bring you back on a future episode and talk a little bit more about teacher grants. I want to talk about our partnerships with Donors Choose and Teachers Treasures. And so let's look forward to doing that in a future episode as we start to make sure that our teachers are leveraging all the resources available through the foundation and through the partnerships you have. Thank you so much for being our guest today, and look forward to an amazing Wayne Winter Games. Actually, the Wayne Winter Games is not going to occur, but the Giant Health Fair and the Giant Mile tomorrow at Ben Davis High School from 9:30 till noon. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
All right. Also coming up, we did mention the health fair. So make sure, door 5, the ninth grade center, it is open from 9:30 until noon. You'll see me doing the Giant Mile and maybe a few of those classes that Lisa mentioned, for maybe even that meditation. I've been wanting to learn how to meditate a little bit, so I might be doing that tomorrow. Also, tomorrow at 4 p.m., Southport High School, the boys basketball team is taking on Cathedral in the regionals. Good luck to the Ben Davis boys basketball team as they continue to go for an undefeated season all the way to the championship. Ben Davis High School spring play will happen tonight, Saturday, and Sunday, so make sure to check that out. It is a Harry Potter theme. I'm not going to get the exact title correct, but I know that can't wait to see that. It's been quite a while since we've seen the play happen because of the construction going on at the auditorium and Little Theater, so looking forward to the Ben Davis High School play tonight, Saturday, and Sunday. Also, Superintendent Art Competition will be Monday, just before the board working session here in the Education Center. If you have not had a chance to see some of our art, next time you're in the Education Center, take a walk around the hallways. They are all displayed for the entire year, one piece from every single school. Congratulations to those students. We look forward to naming our top award recipients on Monday night for both elementary and for secondary. And next week, the school board will be visiting the Wayne Preparatory Academy and Sanders on Thursday morning. We're getting pretty close to spring break, but that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next Friday for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to once again end with a quote from John Lewis. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? Thank you for the impact you make each and every day in the MSD of Wayne Township. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.